All right. Well, I get to talk with Shantaya. How's everything going?
Going great. How about you?
Really good. And I'm really happy last night. Like, I've only seen you perform like one song. It was acoustic. So
right.
Seeing you perform at Top of the Country last night, I was just like, oh, shit.
Oh, thank you. That's a good reaction.
I'm like, I knew she was good, but damn, okay.
Well, thank
you. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. I had a blast, so that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, and there seemed to be a lot of people that were there rooting you on and everything.
Yeah.
Like, there was less people there when you went on because everybody sort of funnels in a little later.
Right.
But you still had the loudest crowd going. Like,
well, thank you.
I'm like, okay, if this is any indication.
Well, thank you.
I don't
you.
Know how many people in here are actually voting, but.
Yeah, I know. You never know. And they never tell us. So I would love to just like know because I just want to know and like thank my voters, you know,
yeah.
Just everybody supporting me. So, no, I mean, I had a blast regardless.
That's what I was wondering between the semifinalists and the finalists. I was talking to, well, someone we both know and going like, do you know like how close you were for that?
No.
And it's like, no, they don't tell us anything. I'm like, damn, okay.
Nothing.
That's a little cold. All
at
right.
At this point, I'd like, I'm just like, can I just see the voting polls? I just want to know where I was at, but it's fine.
I mean, you're the only one there that's not signed to a major label too. So
yeah.
That was like, okay. You are pretty much the best independent one then.
I was punching above my weight class, let's just say that, but it felt good.
Oh, you held your own. I honestly, and again, I've admitted it before, I'm biased.
Thank
but,
you.
I'm biased, but like, I honestly thought you knocked it out and
thank you so much.
Had that. I'm like, oh shit. Like it was even telling like Tyler, Joe, and Brendan, I'm like, holy shit. Like,
thank you.
I know who the front runner is for this, but
well,
I'm pretty sure that might have been a knockout blow. Like,
well, thank you. I mean, it feels good, and I had an all-star band behind me, so that
yeah.
obviously helps, and I couldn't have asked for a better night.
Yeah, and they ended up giving you, usually just the winner gets the money, but
yeah.
you and Josh got 10 grand.
Yeah, that was a total surprise to us. Actually, a friend was videoing in the room downstairs before we, you know, they announced
yeah.
it, and we were totally blown away. Like, we had no clue, so it was a surprise.
Oh wow. And now, see, I always thought, because I've seen that you with that guitar so much on social media, I thought you owned it.
No, I was renting it, but you know,
you're
I might
renting
have to
it?
Buy it now.
And like, that's what you were saying. I'm like, well, you better win that
everybody
contest
like,
then. I'm just like, well, you got the 10 grand. Well,
yeah.
She bought the guitar. Oh, it's
everybody
her guitar now.
I was like, hey, but that guitar suits you so well. So I was like, okay, maybe we'll buy it. If there was 25K involved, I was definitely going to buy it. But I want to be, you know, money smart here.
yeah. Well, broke to brand new, got to 33.
Yes.
That is a big accomplishment just as an independent artist, just
totally.
Even to crack that top 50, let alone the top 40. And
thank you.
Just about the top 30. So
yeah.
And now you got Hung Over You out.
Yes. Yeah.
Which... you get stupid amounts of replays on Playlist of Mine. So
amazing. I love that song. It's just another song, baby. I mean, I'm biased, but I like all my songs. So, you know, Hung Over You is the new favorite.
So what was the idea to have that be the follow-up to Broke to Brand New?
So I actually went into the studio last year and recorded three new songs, Broke to Brand New, Hung Over You, and another one, all with like the idea that there would be a pretty strategic rollout just based
okay.
on how the song like melodically were and everything like that. But Hung Over You just kind of, it just felt like a Sad Girl summer bop, and I wanted
yeah.
it to be playing in that summer, you know, field. So we got the dogs just enjoying
yeah.
their time back here. So
oh, yeah. They're clearly big fans of yours. They're
yeah,
cheering you on right now.
They're cheering me on. They should have been at Top of the Country last night.
Somebody should have taught them how to operate a cell phone or the
yeah,
internet. Yeah,
truly.
Oh, yeah. Like, I almost feel like you told me this back in January about, like, the three songs, but obviously you didn't put names to them because Broke
yeah.
to Brand New was, I think, just coming out or just
yes.
came out at that time.
Yeah.
I think it was out, and I think you just
so
finished
just
the music video.
You're just getting new pieces of information
yeah.
as they come, yeah.
That's every so often. Okay, so how long till I talk to you next time when I get the third one now?
Yeah. We'll time it out.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, what has been, obviously, that's probably the biggest highlight so far this weekend. Do you think there's going to be anything this weekend that can top that for you?
I don't know that, I don't want to say top it, but I'm a huge sucker for songwriter rounds, and I get
yeah.
to play the CCMA series Unplugged later today. So that, I feel like it's just in a totally other realm, you know, full band to acoustic, but I'm really excited for that.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, do you think this top of the country is going to be a big catapult for you to hopefully get hung over to you to surpass 33 with Broke to Brand New?
I sure hope so. I don't know that it's realistic, but I'm just here to keep grinding and putting good music out and hope that people resonate with it. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, on my way down from Peace River at one point, I was listening to this video because obviously I can't watch it. I'm driving.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't be watching it. It was like talking about a UFC fighter and where he goes from here because he won the title. It's like there's one of two ways. Either he keeps putting in the work and does that, or he's like, okay, I did this. Good enough. And after that, I'm looking at you. I'm going, okay, you got top of the country.
Yeah.
You got this laundry list of shows you're doing this weekend, and you're here for, I don't know when you got here for Media Row, but here for a good chunk of Media Row. I'm like, okay, that's Shantaya. Shantaya's the one putting in the work to make sure that she thrives and succeeds.
Got to keep the momentum going, and that's always the struggle in this industry, but it's also really fun to do that.
All right, I know you're a little behind right now,
so I'll
let you go and get on because they're behind, and you deal with talking
everybody's
to me enough
behind.
As is.
Oh
so.
My gosh, everybody's behind. That's the music industry.
Oh yeah, I know.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Everett.
Yeah.